Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not already. I'm joined this morning by John Paul Flynn.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Jason Bishop is here.
Morning, boys. Morning.
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle.
Thank you for the Venmo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've made everybody whole except for Mike Marr. I don't know his Venmo off the top of my head, but I will get it. So I will ship him the $80 in a bit.
Oh, that's silly. I'm so psyched we hit it.
Doesn't hurt.
By the way, it went years when we were doing the parlay, just picking winners.
Yeah.
And we hit it once or twice, maybe.
Feels good when you hit a parlay.
We've hit it now twice in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
The touchdown parlay.
It's pretty impressive.
I give Drabby and Valdez, whoever came up with the idea, I give you guys credit.
Anytime you hit a parlay, it's a good feeling. Same game parlay, three-legger in the Monday night game last night.
Nice.
Feels good.
What were the three legs?
What were the three legs? Hold on. My brain is lazy.
I know you took over. The over.
Josh Allen, anytime touchdown.
All right.
Okay. Bills, money line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dalton Kincaid, yardage.
Oh, hit.
So Josh Allen ran for one.
He did.
Mm. Kincaid finished with 51 yards receiving. What was the over?
I think it was 39 and a hook.
All right.
So pretty close.
And the third leg?
And the Bills win.
Bills won 23-20.
They were the favorites.
Crazy. It was a high-scoring first half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Jets scored on a Hail Mary at the end of the first half, but then there was very little scoring in the second half.
Well, there should have been, but there were a bunch of missed field goals. I mean, it was kind of a poop show.
Well, I think one of the biggest plays is when Josh Allen fumbled at the end of the first half at the Jets 11. I think they were at the 11.
Yeah.
There were Jets everywhere. Not one of the Jets fell on the ball.
That's right.
The offensive lineman fell on the ball. Next play, they throw a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So they were up 13-10 at the time. And that could have been a huge chain of events to flip the field and then not allow the Bills to go in with a touchdown. Now,
yeah, but it would have ended up the same. Because let's say that they fumble and the Jets recover.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to score because there's not much time left.
No, I understand.
And they scored on a Hail Mary. So it ended up 3 points
at
the half.
I know, but still, you don't know that at the time.
Yeah.
So they took that 20-10 lead. That was pretty big.
The real stars of the game, let's be honest, the refs. I mean, there were so many flags.
There were a lot of flags.
I love that.
There were over 20.
I'm clearly a consumer of the product, but I think there were at least 22 penalties.
Yeah.
The most, I think, in the entire league.
Both teams had 11.
Wow.
Then that was the game for you last night.
Both teams had 11 penalties.
I know I'm in the minority because everyone in the world hates Aaron Rodgers. I felt bad for him. He had thrown a dime earlier between. Do you remember that one he threw with about 3 minutes left, like 25 yards downfield. I don't even know how that guy caught it. And then he throws that deep ball with 2 minutes left or so. The receiver falls down. He may have thrown a pick anyway. I don't know.
Kind of threw the receiver under the bus after the game.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
He also had Breece Hall wide open on that play.
He said he was throwing
it
blind. I might be messing up the terms, but blind to the seam, and he went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to throw him under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
Well, Ryan Clark said something about Aaron Rodgers.
He fell down.
Ryan Clark said something about Aaron Rodgers, and it did resonate with me. Because Aaron, he said, first of all, Aaron Rodgers is the best thrower of the football he's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that it doesn't add up that he's only won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That there's something about Aaron Rodgers.
Could be.
And it's personality, it's leadership. I don't know.
Do you think he's a great teammate? I mean, he doesn't seem like it. I mean,
I have no idea. I like watching him throw, and I just felt bad for him. Because, Cakes has already written him off. This is the last year of his career. Probably is. Who knows? I have no idea. So just watching.
I mean, he still can throw the ball. I just think his body is going to betray him eventually.
Well, he's getting hit a lot.
Right. Like,
he can't move like
he's still got talent, but he can't get out of the way of a pass rush anymore, whereas he used to have that skill set.
I still think the last throw, I mean, I know the receiver fell down, but it was still underthrown. It wasn't a great ball.
I'm going to say, that's why I said it might have been intercepted anyway, but you had no shot when the guy falls down. Couldn't even really fight for
it. So that's back-to-back weeks that he threw
Yeah.
A game-ending interception when they were driving down to possibly tie or win the game.
Uh-huh. For sure. But, I mean, his kicker missed at least one field goal. The other kicker, I think, missed a field goal and an extra point.
Right.
I mean, the wind was howling.
Bass missed one field goal. And an extra point. Zuerlein missed two field goals.
Yeah. Right.
So, there was, four kicks missed?
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a poop show
last night. Safe to say that Aaron Rodgers' Jets tenure is not going the way he planned it.
Well, especially not going the way anybody planned it.
Like, losing an entire year and playing, what was it, four possessions?
Mm-hmm.
Four plays in the first year. And now this year, they're 2-4. And, I mean, that team's not making the playoffs.
Probably not.
Doesn't look like
it.
There's plenty of season.
I wouldn't write them off quite just yet. Right, they do have a great defense.
I was watching the Manning Cast.
Well, they're going to have to beat Pittsburgh and New England next 2 weeks. Yeah. Both of them on the road. So that'll get them back to .500. But if they go 1-1 or 0-2, obviously 0-2, they're done. 1-1, they're probably done.
I was watching the Manning Cast last night with Bill Belichick. All right, so the first half apparently is Bill Belichick. Then he brings in the loser guests.
Mm-hmm.
And Belichick, very critical of the Jets. He openly says he doesn't like the Jets, and he was head coach of the Jets for 2 days on two different occasions.
It doesn't even count.
It's his joke. But he was a big Robert Saleh defender when I was listening.
Really?
Yeah.
That was his guy.
Well,
he was like,
Saleh
had a tough defense, and he was talking about kind of the character of the team. And just he was trashing the Jets organization.
Yeah, a lot of people trashing Woody Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he's widely regarded as a buffoon, Woody Johnson.
Yeah. I will say in his defense, again, I don't know the guy at all. They say it was his first time in 28 years that he fired a coach midseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good track record.
I know we're going to get into it a little bit later. Can I just say I'm on tilt this morning?
Okay.
And I could have been late this morning because I spent 10 minutes this morning. I'm getting ready to shave. And I stepped on a tiny shard of glass.
Oh.
So it gets into my foot.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of my foot. I haven't seen the bottom of my foot in years. Do you know how hard it is to see the bottom of your foot?
Unless you're super flexible.
It's pretty much
essentially,
impossible.
Unless you got a mirror. Essentially get a splinter.
Yeah.
Okay? So I spent like 10 minutes trying like this. And then trying to find tweezers to get into my hard-ass foot.
Oh.
And I'm still walking around right now with a piece of glass, a tiny little piece of glass, in the bottom of my foot.
Well, I don't know.
And I just found
I'd call in sick. I don't even know how you can function.
I found one. Yeah, I didn't want to wake up my wife. I knew she has regular tweezers, but she has, makeup brushes and all this stuff all over the sink. I couldn't find. I found, one pathetic tweezer, which was probably some sort of female eyelash tweezer something.
It's not heavy
duty. It's not a regular tweezer we can dig into the skin.
It's not for splinters.
So I couldn't dig into the skin. Then I actually used, how about this? I tried using my razor. Because it's like, well, maybe if I just use my razor.
You're doing like minor surgery.
Yes, I got my leg all wrenched up and my foot, and I'm using a razor to try and dig it out. I couldn't dig it out. and I'm like half worried I'll get a staph infection. And next thing you know, I'll have a gangrene, and they'll have to amputate my foot.
Well,
see what happens when you try to shave before the show. That should be a lesson that you learn.
Where was the shard of glass again? I didn't even understand.
We have a little carpet in our bathroom, and so it was a tiny, shard of glass. I don't even know that's right because it's like there's like a little. I mean, about the size of a quarter of a fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny little piece of glass happened to be on this carpet, and it got on my foot, and I can't get it out.
Oh, well, I don't know how you're functioning.
Essentially a splinter.
I would leave.
How do you even get to the bottom of your foot? I'm going to need my wife to get it out.
Yeah, you can't unless you're super flexible.
And then, by the way, then I was bleeding all over the bathroom, and then I got to clean up the blood.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Took a shower, blood.
Yeah.
Then put a Band-Aid on it. Do you know that Band-Aids, they're not going to stay to the bottom of your foot? That's an impossibility.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough spot.
Because it's right on the
arch.
You
have to wrap it like all the way around. Yeah,
I'm going
to
wrap it for a little speck of glass.
Need some gauze, brother.
I don't even know how you're functioning. If I had a piece of glass in my foot, the world craters until I get it out. And nothing else matters.
When's the last time you looked at the bottom of your foot?
I can't even recall. Heel? Yeah. Never.
My skin there?
You know the answer to that. Yeah. I mean, you keep asking. No one looks at the bottom of their foot.
Does anybody have, you know how Cakes brags about his soft hands?
Yeah, very soft.
Does anybody have soft feet?
No, your feet are definitely hard. They're hardened on the bottom.
I don't know. I don't look at them. I just cut my toenails the other day. It's disgusting.
Here, right?
No, those are my fingernails. See, I'm not biting my nails anymore because the last time I bit my nails, my tooth disintegrated. My nails harder
How's your
than
tooth
my tooth.
Doing? Can I see that your mouth?
On?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a big hole.
A big hole in your mouth.
Yeah,
there is. But I mean, half the tooth is there. It's just.
It is. I can't see it.
It's under.
It's under what?
In other words, the whole root is there.
Well, there's no visible tooth.
No,
there's
right a here. Big. It's a little bit right there.
He has a nub.
A nub.
Is it a half tooth?
So what happened is the crown fell off, and then just little chunks of it fell off. And I'm just too lazy to go back to the dentist. I'm always at the dentist.
Sure, you're always there.
I have so many issues. I'll get it fixed. And the worst thing is I'm actually terrified of them saying that they just need to pull it because I got one pulled about 2 years ago, and I just can't believe, I said it at the time, I can't believe in 2024 that they basically climb on top of you with pliers and pull your tooth out. Like, we have not advanced. I mean, we have not advanced.
Is that how cavemen were getting teeth out?
Yeah.
Probably
I'm telling
much more
you,
rudimentary method, of
we
course.
We have not advanced in the tooth-pulling game.
Dental science is still way behind.
I mean, it is, and it's just nerve-wracking. You hear it cracking, and it's just...
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a pleasant experience.
You can't laser a tooth out at this point.
They have the
effect of that technology.
I was like, just knock me out, carve me up. But I mean, just to be awake and have you climb on top of me and have like two ladies hold my hands.
I mean, seriously, Elon Musk is developing robots that are going to live in your house and like clean your house, fold your laundry. Like, watch your kids.
Not in my house, but...
But you can't figure out better dentistry in 2024.
Well, I will say this for Elon. I'm not into robots. I'm not even into Mars. I can care less about that.
Yeah.
But watching that rocket booster land back in the thing...
That's pretty impressive.
...is maybe the most impressive technical thing I've ever
usually
seen.
Usually a rocket, when it blasts off, that's just done.
That booster goes
that
in the ocean.
That rocket is just it's over with.
Did you ever see that video, Jason, where the rocket booster went back into the thing?
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I saw it on the news yesterday.
That is insane.
I won't let his car drive me around.
No.
I'm not
how long did it say
driving?
They were going to take... Is it going to take to get to Jupiter?
Jupiter?
I think they're trying to go to Mars, not Jupiter.
No, they're sending one to Jupiter.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, that I don't
they
know.
They might be sending a rocket there. I don't think they're sending humans
No,
there.
They're sending a rocket.
Oh, I have
And
no
I was
idea.
Wondering how long they're going
to
send.
I have no idea.
You followed it more than me.
100 years? I mean,
I have to go through my brain and start at Mercury to figure out which planet is Jupiter. So that's after Mars, directly after Mars.
I don't know the order.
He knows all the letters.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter.
Here's when I lost interest in the planets. As soon as they told me Pluto wasn't a planet anymore, I said,
punched out.
I'm out on planets. Yeah. Officially.
I'm out on this whole idea of occupying Mars. I think it is the single dumbest thing ever. But that's a remarkable
impressive
technological achievement.
It is.
Hey, if you get to Mars, you might not have traffic, though.
You also don't have oxygen. Sure. I mean,
you don't have food. You don't have fantasy football.
Talk about it. I saw Matt Damon growing vegetables.
All he ate was potatoes for like years. See how skinny he was? He was wasting away. He's just lucky to be alive.
But I did see a video of Elon like 16 years ago, because I think he retweeted it. Of him saying that he thought that it was impossible to he said the whole way to be able to colonize Mars is you have to have reusable rocket boosters so that you can constantly go back and forth.
Right.
And he said, I thought it was impossible until I did some math. And he said, the gravity's just about right. Like, I think we can do this. Mm-hmm. And 16 years later, they figured it out.
Right.
Unbelievable. I mean, I know people don't like him now because of his politics, and I don't care about half the stuff he does. That guy's going to go down as one of the biggest geniuses ever.
He's certainly an innovator. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt. I don't care what you think of his politics. The guy's a friggin' genius.
All right, here it is. So they launched it 2 days ago.
Okay.
It's 1.8 billion miles away. It's going to take 6 years for the rocket to get there.
It's crazy.
Okay, now here's my follow-up. What is the rocket going to do when it arrives in 6 years?
It's going to investigate the Jupiter ocean moon Europa, whatever that means.
Okay. I mean, there has to be a purpose for shooting a rocket to Jupiter.
Yeah. They're looking for extraterrestrial life. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah. Trained did a silly song about Jupiter back in the day.
That was a
Drops
good one.
Of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter is a pretty good one.
They did.
It's pretty
they
solid. Did.
Back to the shard of glass in my foot.
Yeah.
Just use splinter. What happens if you never take the splinter out?
I mean you definitely get an infection.
You got to take it out.
It's possibility.
Doesn't it hurt every time you step on it?
Yeah, I'm walking kind of like with the side of my foot.
You got to go somewhere. You got to go to a clinic or something.
Your wife either has to extract it, and if she can't, you have to go to like an urgent care.
You got to Google how to extract. Did you Google how to extract it?
And then if that doesn't happen,
what do you mean?
Foot amputation.
I think there's like.
I'm not a Googler when it comes to health.
It's not necessarily a strong health thing, but it could tell you how to get rid of splinters and stuff. Sometimes there's like a
liquid. I got to freaking get a tweezer and get in there.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get into my foot.
Well, I would maybe consider Googling because there's like.
Or YouTube it.
It's like, same thing. It's like there's like baking soda. There's something you could do.
Get me scoffing at it.
Like, I know, scoffing.
A billion people every day. YouTube. Yeah. Like how to you know blank.
Just keep
blank.
Walking on the shard of glass.
Yeah, you keep getting your foot.
I had
infected.
To get to work.
I would have gone straight to the ER. Yeah. And I don't like going to the doctor, but I could not function with glass in my foot.
Got a lot coming up on a Tuesday show here on the Junks. Ben Vallin from the Boston Globe covers the NFL for them. He'll join us at 7:20. We'll go around the league with him. Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post sports columnist, will join us at 8:20. And we'll be joined by Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders for his weekly hit. He joins us at 9 a.m. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk sports page, cover some playoff baseball and more. We'll do that next on The Fan.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too, working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
Before we get into the Junk sports page, can I tell you a terrible thing for your sleep? I'll tell you. Sweating your fantasy football matchup on your phone while you're lying in bed.
Mm.
It's a terrible thing to do.
So right, no game on, but you're staring at your phone?
No, I had the game. I don't want to watch the game in my bedroom with my wife because mm-hmm. she's already asleep, and I don't want the TV just blaring light into the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be a little bit considerate by blasting light into the room from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if my team is getting boat raced or I'm boat racing, then I don't really worry about it. But if it's close and there's a sweat and I feel like I can get a win, I'm going to be following it and watching it.
Yeah.
So I'm lying in bed with my phone like this, turned sideways, watching it.
Everything's dark.
No,
room's completely dark.
No volume. Just
so you're watching the game.
Watching the game.
Wife asleep or she?
She's knocked out. She's asleep.
Right. And where's your mask?
Mask off at this point.
Okay.
Like I said to myself, I'm going to be good. I'm going to put the mask on, go to sleep. But then I saw Garrett Wilson was just catching fire. And I was like, oh, I've sweated winning this.
8 catches.
Catching balls left and right.
Yep.
He catches one in the end zone. It gets broken up. That's points that disappear. Then on the last drive, all I need is like one catch for like 5 yards and I win. And all Aaron Rodgers is doing is looking at all of his other options aside from Garrett Wilson. He just can't wait to throw the ball downfield and miss his guy. He can't wait to throw it out in the flat to Breece Hall. Then I have the kicker. For the stupid Bills, Tyler Bass, he's losing me points by missing extra points, missing field goals.
What was the score at this time when you're watching it the last drive?
Oh, I was trailing by a point and a half.
So you're down a point and a half, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And you just need...
I just need one catch for 5 yards from Garrett Wilson.
Did you get it?
No, of course not.
You lost by a point and a half.
Lost by a point and a half and lost all my sleep. I probably got 4 hours of sleep.
I was going to say, because that would affect me.
I mean, it definitely
that
affects
would affect
you.
Me.
You can't process it and just go straight to sleep.
I was down 1 point.
Tilt.
I was down 1 point in my league, one of my leagues, and I had Josh Allen. He had Breece Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And in this league, quarterback touchdown passes are only worth four, so they're not as valuable.
Hate that.
So he threw two, but he did run for one.
That's correct.
That hooked me.
Yeah.
I ended up winning that game by 2.5 points.
Right. Jay?
I loved it. Yeah.
My two-game teaser hit again.
Ooh, hold on. Let me see.
Your methodology's working.
You had the Bills. No. You had the Jets plus 10.5, and you had over
38. No, I took the Bills. I took the Bills plus, and I had...
Over?
Over, yeah.
Somewhere in the 30s.
But I added 9 instead of 6.
Yeah. That's so what you
how
do.
Much did that pay?
$20 to win 10.
Nice. Hey, you know what? Little hits.
Now.
Little wins.
I think lifetime.
Yeah.
Since I've been juicing the the teasers.
Yep.
8-1.
It's pretty good.
Yes. 8-1.
It's pretty solid.
You're going to laugh when I tell you this.
Talk about our gambling.
What are you doing, like $1 bets?
Because I don't care about. I just do it for the action. And
yeah,
I've
literally never cashed out from a betting account.
All right,
I don't think,
so
other than poker,
3-leg parlay last night.
Yep.
Mets plus 120.
All right.
Winner. Yankees run line minus 1.5 plus 132. Winner.
All right.
Under 45.5. Jets Bills.
Right.
Winner.
Parlay.
Dub.
Look what I put on it.
$3.
What was your wager?
$1.87.
Why'd you put $1.87?
Paid me $13.98. That's a damn good payoff.
Mm-hmm, it is. That's
against
solid.
Freaking, what was that? Almost 14
that's rock
to 1.
Solid right there.
Why 187?
Well, I only have like $75 in my account.
Okay.
So I just do small bets. And I did some prop, baseball props.
My FanDuel account is
now this weekend in college football, I'll put the whatever I'm up. Let's say it's $80, $85. I'll put that all right on our money line parlay.
Like,
but for these smaller, you know, early in the week bets, I just put.
I'm feeling a little bit frisky because now my FanDuel account is swole because of the
what did you hit,
touchdown
you hit?
Parlay hit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
It's probably it's four, what's in it? $700?
Four figures.
Oh, you got
wow.
Yeah. Oh, you might actually have to cash it out.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
He doesn't need that money. He's just going to roll
it.
It's like play money.
Right.
I don't really treat it as real money.
I got to go to Golf Them and see if they take Venmo. Because I want to buy.
Venmo swole.
I'm telling you, I want to buy this driver. And I want to pay in Venmo so my wife can't give me a hard time.
I will say this. After I paid the first person in Venmo from hitting the anytime touchdown parlay, it did hurt my heart a little bit that then I had to start paying out of my bank account.
Right.
Because my Venmo's linked to my bank account.
Right.
So, like, for your hit and JP's, everybody else's, that was straight out of my bank account. Mm-hmm. Hurts my soul just a little bit.
Right.
Hurts
yeah, but you
soul.
Won the money.
I know, but
that's
in my FanDuel account.
Right.
So, I don't even count that.
Right.
Right. So, it goes from play money to real money.
It's real
costing
money.
Him, costing
Drabby,
him real
what do you
money.
Think about me putting $1.89 on a bet? Is that pointless?
I think that's nubs, very nubs. But I thought you just put a big bet on like Alabama and the Alabama parlay game, like $200-something.
Roll down
that
tide.
That was on another avenue.
Account?
Oh, okay.
It's another street.
Okay,
it's another street I drive.
I think
down.
I understand that street.
I just don't know how you get up for that. I mean, you're a man of means.
I don't know. Because
it just
humors
him.
Because I've never put my own money into the FanDuel account.
It wouldn't even humor me, and I'm on Felt Street. Like putting
$1.87
wouldn't even make you feel alive.
I just like seeing the
to be 1,000 to 1.
I just like seeing the green number. Like seeing that green.
It's a video game.
It's an endorphin hit.
They do these like $1 parlays all the time.
Well, I would do a $1 parlay if it's like six guys to score the first touchdown in a game,
right?
And the payout. $20,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know. I just
but
don't do it.
For $13, you're not.
I don't do it for the money, though. I just do it just to have
it's
some.
It's literally a video
it's
game.
It's for the love of the game. Yeah. He does it for the love of the game. He's a betting purist.
He's been doing it since he went to Skippy's house and watched Skippy's mom place
he's
bets.
He's been a degenerate for 40 years almost.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
But I have different streets I drive down.
I understand.
The money changes on different streets.
I think
streets.
One of the streets that you drive down might be. It might be like some do not enters and no U-turn streets.
It's an old
like
street.
An illegal street.
Correct. Sometimes.
Possibly.
Yeah. I only drive down that street late at night when there's no cars.
Okay. Understood. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Keep it on the down low.
All right. Real quick. Get to a couple of the... We talked about Monday Night Football last night. The Bills improved to 4-2. The Bills and the Jets came into this game with two two loss streaks, two in a row. So obviously both teams needed this one big time. The Jets lose. They now have lost three straight. Final score 23-20. Josh Allen 19 for 25 for 215, threw a couple touchdowns. One to Dawson Knox, the other one to Mac Hollins.
I don't think he's thrown a pick this year, right? 10 touchdowns, no picks?
I don't think he's thrown a pick, no.
He rushed for just
18 yards, but he did rush for a touchdown.
And he also rushed for kind of the game-clinching first down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he salted the game away. This guy jumped out off the screen to me yesterday, and usually I have very little regard for defensive players. Taylor Rapp for the Bills. Their safety, mm-hmm. He was all over the place.
He had the big helmet.
He was an animal.
Mm-hmm. The guardian shield.
He had the guardian helmet, but you know what else he was doing? He was laying dudes out, breaking up passes. He was like the best defensive player on the field.
Who had the game-clinching pick for Buffalo? I think that was Taron Johnson.
Yeah, it was Johnson. It was a pretty impressive play.
Yeah, it was a good catch.
He goes down and basically somersaults over Mike Williams.
But Mike Williams, he obviously slipped on the play.
And I think Mike Williams may have gotten concussed on that play.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
Johnson crashed into his helmet as he was making the pick.
Yeah, I was wondering why he was boo-hooing.
I mean, he was definitely holding his helmet on the field, and then they showed him like walking to the medical tent late in the game.
Here's the quote from Aaron Rodgers. I told you that he kind of threw his receiver under the bus after the game. He said, there's two verticals. Allen's down the seam and Mike's down the red line. So I'm throwing a no look to the red line. When I peek my eyes back, there's Mike running an in-breaker. It's got to be down the red line.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 3rd and 16, and they still had a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't need to throw the ball 40 yards. Not that it was, I don't even know if it was a 40-yard pass, but he threw it way down the field.
He threw it down pretty far.
I mean, why doesn't he just get Breece Hall across the middle or Garrett Wilson
across?
Breece
Hall was wide open.
Yeah, throw it to him.
If you look at the highlight, wide open.
Yeah, he's going to get you 15 to 20 yards
down the field. It's the easiest pass Aaron Rodgers would have had all day.
And you still can have the fourth down if he doesn't get the first down.
Right.
And that's the second week in a row that Rodgers, you know, did it in London, where he underthrew Williams again for that pick against Minnesota, loser. Does it again last night. So they are 2-4. Rodgers, 23 for 35, threw for almost 300. Did throw two touchdowns, had the pick, sacked three times. Breece Hall had a really good game. 18 carries for .113, didn't score. Also had 5 catches for 56 yards.
That's a tasty line right there.
So he gave you, I don't know, he gave you probably 20 fantasy points, if not more.
Yep.
Allen Lazard, 6 catches on 7 targets for .114. Garrett Wilson, 8 catches on 10 targets for .107.
Is Garrett Wilson still the most targeted player in the NFL? I think he is, because I think probably. He was heading into the game. It's either him or Wandale Robinson from the Giants, who gets a ton of targets.
What about Jefferson? No?
He's had a bye week, so he probably doesn't lead, but he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Number one in targets
before
in the NFL.
Nico got hurt.
Is Garrett Wilson with 67 targets. He's got 41 catches.
Good.
Cakes is right. Wandale Robinson, number two.
Keep
with
throwing
58.
It to him.
You know who number three is?
Number three in targets.
The Commanders face him.
The Commanders. Oh, Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. Now only 29 catches, but he's been targeted 55 times.
Oh, that's a lot.
Wow. So clearly the game plan defensively should be to take away Deontay Johnson.
Get used to hearing that name on Sunday, because Deontay Johnson's going to be targeted a bunch.
And I think Malik Nabers would be number one. He's missed two games.
He would have been,
He had 52 targets in just 4 games.
Oof.
Yeah, when's he going to come back?
I mean,
he's been concussed, so we'll see.
Hopefully
next week.
To look at the top Commanders guy targeted, you know what? You got to go beyond the top 50.
Mm-hmm. They spread it around.
Who is it, by the way? Who's the top? Who's the most
targeted player on the Commanders? Got to be Terry, right?
Got to be McLaurin.
Yeah. I see Zach Ertz.
I was going to actually
more
say
targeted.
Ertz.
Wow,
really?
I might have missed Terry. I'll double check. I could.
How many targets does Ertz have?
29. Maybe I skipped over.
Terry's got to have more than 29 targets.
I'm looking for that stupid W. I'm not. You're right. Terry 43 times.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just missed him. He's number 19.
All right. Quickly, a few other NFL notes. Deshaun Watson has sucked this year. He's sucked for like the last 3 years.
That barely qualifies as news.
But Kevin Stefanski addressed the media yesterday following their 20-16 loss to the Eagles, put Cleveland at 1-5. And he says, again, he goes, the team is sticking with Watson as their starter. He goes, quote, I think Deshaun gives us the best chance to win. Really? Continues to give us the best chance to win. Of course, Jameis Winston's the backup, but he's going to continue to be the backup.
I think they still have DTR there as well, right?
They've got DTR, but he's not going to Winston. Update on Christian McCaffrey. We kind of talked about that yesterday. He's still kind of rehabbing from the Achilles issue. He technically can come back this week, but Ian Rappaport says that they will continue to monitor the next couple weeks, and then they've got the bye in week 9. They play Kansas City this week, then they play Dallas the following week, and then they have the bye. So I'm guessing week 10 against the Tampa Bay Bucks would be the target for McCaffrey to come back, unless he's feeling a lot better in the next couple weeks. Real quick, day playoff baseball yesterday. Yep. Jakes couldn't wait. He was looking forward to it all day. Game 2, Mets-Dodgers in L.A. The Dodgers had come into this game with 36 consecutive scoreless innings in the playoffs, starting back with the Padres when they were playing them, and then they obviously blew out the Mets in game 1-9 zippy. So anyways, they had 36 consecutive scoreless inning streak. That was broken up in the first inning because Lindor hit a bomb. And then Mark Vientos hit a grand slam in the second. So they put up 6 in the first 2 innings. Dodgers went bullpen in this game because they've got so many issues in the starting rotation. They came back, made it 6-3, had a couple guys on in the 7th or in the 8th. Couldn't get them around. Anyway, they lose 7-3. That series tied at 1. They go back to New York tomorrow. Cleveland Yankees, game 1, ALCS in New York. Soto and Stanton hit bombs. Yankees win this 5-2. So they're up 1-0. Game 2 is tonight.
We're going to have Barry Zwarluga on the show coming up at 8:20. And I saw that he tweeted about Juan Soto being like the best free agent. He didn't say in the history of baseball, but he was just talking about how big of a free agent signing he will be for whoever signs him.
Yep. So we can touch on that with Barry at 8:20. He'll join us from the Washington Post. And don't forget Ben Valin, who covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. He'll join the show coming up at 7:20. We'll hit the Skins at 7 o'clock. That's about 15 minutes away. Wanted to get into what Bill Belichick was saying about the Jets and Woody Johnson last night during the Manning cast. He gives zero F's. Like, he just given it to the Jets with both barrels, because why wouldn't he? Well,
I told you, he wasn't holding back.
Yeah. By the way, I heard, I know we're about to play the audio, I read somewhere that he's about to marry this chick.
Oh, he is.
The young girl?
The 23-year-old girl that he's running around town with.
So strange.
Riding bikes. He's in love.
Can you blame him?
No, I mean, what's the age gap there? 49, 48 years?
Something like that. You figure Bill's, what, in his early 70s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's he got, 10 years left, maybe? Might as well go.
10, maybe 15. I don't know.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, here's Bill taking a shot at Woody.
You know, Peyton, Eli, I'm not a big Jets fan, in case you don't know that. You know, like Fireman Ed, but that's it. But you know what? Coach Salah did a good job with that program. I mean, he brought in a culture, a level of toughness and competitiveness. You know, unfortunately, the offense, you know, hasn't been what, you know, a lot of quarterbacks last year and you know, a little bit of a slow start. But I thought Coach Slaw really did a good job with this team. And, you know, they're probably not that far away from winning.
I mean, one of these two teams is going to win the division. This game is probably going to be the deciding factor. They're two matchups, right? So it just seemed quite early to me to be making a head coaching change.
Yeah.
But Bill, that's
kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, they've barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
That's a great quote. Mm-hmm. Great quote by Belichick. And look, he holds the Jets in low regard. He's been their daddy for like 20-some years. He's beaten their ass repeatedly. Mm-hmm. As he's winning Super Bowls and division titles. And didn't the Patriots win 17 division titles while the Jets won one while Belichick was there?
Sure.
Like, right. he's He's just used to them being a laughingstock and an embarrassment.
They were competitive for a little blip with Rex Ryan as the head coach and Mark Sanchez under center.
That's another time where they had a great defense.
Yep.
That was a long time ago. I will say this. When Salah was fired, I was shocked.
Right. I was a little surprised by it.
Yeah, when you're 2-3 in a 17-game season, that seems awful early. That's why I thought yesterday when the guns were trained on McCarthy, I feel like that's super early to talk about it.
Yeah.
He's had
12-5
seasons. Now, I understand they've underperformed, but at 3-3, they still can be a playoff team.
Yeah, I just don't see it unless Dallas's defense all of a sudden gets markedly better in the
next month. They didn't have their two best defensive players available in this last game, and they played a good team.
I don't see Dallas recovering.
Yeah, but they had those guys all, you know, first few weeks.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were lighting up the scoreboard defensively.
Those guys were there when the Saints went in and put 47 on them.
Exactly.
Or 41.
I don't think they're great, but I think they'll probably finish about 9-8, chance for 10-7, right. Something like that.
Maybe.
9-8 is probably not going to get it done for the playoffs.
They better win their next couple.
Hmm. And so now, I mean, it's kind of becoming obvious, right? That would Belichick and Jerry Jones work?
Sure, he hired Bill Parcells.
I would think.
Would that work?
I mean, Jerry Jones is going to throw a big bag of money at him, and it'll be Bill's final hurrah.
On paper, it doesn't seem like it, but
I mean, just with the egos. There's huge egos involved.
And it's also who wants the power for personnel.
Right.
Because Belichick's going to want a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And Jerry's used to having that power.
Jerry is used to having it.
But if you're Bill, you just walk in there and say, Jerry, like, what you're doing hasn't been working.
Right.
Like, your plan is not working. I don't think I could see that working,
to be honest with you.
I don't want to be a big defender of the Cowboys, but I think you're burying them too early. It's very premature. The Lions are a very good team with an explosive offense. So the week before, they did it to the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. They handed them 42 points.
Yeah.
So they put up 47 against Dallas. And when they beat the Seahawks, nobody was saying, fire McDonald.
What's special about Dallas's? I'll go on the offensive side. What's special about Dallas on offense?
Nothing. Dak to CeeDee Lamb.
That's right.
They are the most fragile offense that I can think of a team that you would think might be a playoff contender. Because if something happens to CeeDee Lamb, it's lights out.
Well, you
it's
could say that
over.
For a lot of teams and a lot of players, if you're talking about it, especially
other
teams like quarterbacks.
Tend to have more depth. At wideout and a better rushing attack because they're leaning on Rico Dowdle and a washed up Zeke.
Yeah,
like that is a very one dimensional offense, and I just feel like they could go south with the quickness.
If the Vikings lost Justin Jefferson, how would you feel about their chances?
I wouldn't feel great, but they've at least got Jordan Addison and T.J. Hockenson coming back from an injury, and they've got Aaron Jones. Like they have better pieces.
So, do you think they will make the playoffs?
I think it's going to be close.
Next 4 weeks. Look at the next 4 weeks. 49ers.
Yep.
Falcons on the road. Texans. Eagles.
I mean, they could easily go 1-3 or 2-2 at best, I think, in that stretch.
2-2, you're 5-5. You're still in.
Now, it does.
I know JP is such a vociferous Cowboys
defender. He's got to be the only guy in America hyping up the Cowboys. Yeah.
No, I just thought it was a premature attack on McCarthy for a guy who's coached them to 12-5 seasons consecutively, and then they're 3-3.
It's over, Johnny.
They got smashed by the Lions.
They wanted to fire him last year.
I mean, you might not want to admit it, but for whatever reason, he's on a hot seat.
I know he's on the hot seat. I recognize that. I just thought it was unjust.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think it's unjust at all.
Not when your team gets beat by 50.
Right.
See you later.
And you have numerous playoff failures. That tends to add up with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, way older than Bill Belichick. He's 82.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wants to win now.
I just don't see. I don't see Jerry and Bill working.
He just wants another puppet in there.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know that he wants a puppet, but I just don't see those guys.
If he wants to win 10 or 11 games, then flame out in the playoffs. You know, for the rest of his tenure as the owner.
I mean,
keep putting puppets in there.
Of course he doesn't want to do that, Cakes, but I'm just saying, just practically speaking, do you see Jerry Jones just ceding all control?
Probably not, but if I were Jerry Jones and I'm 82 and I don't have that many cracks left, I might think to myself, hey, my way's not working. Maybe I bring in Bill Belichick, who's got a ridiculous resume.
He's not as impetuous as you think. So he took over and hired Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, caught a lot of flack because he got rid of Tom Landry.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Johnson was there for 5 years. They had the falling out. Then Barry Switzer was there for four. All right, early on, Chan Gailey, Dave Campo, they only lasted a couple seasons. Parcells was there for 4 years. Then he hired Wade Phillips for 4 years. You know how long Jason Garrett was the head coach of the Cowboys?
I don't know, 7 or 8 years?
Seems like
I don't
a long
know.
Time.
He's actually fairly loyal.
But I think that's also because he gets to do what he wants to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he gets to run it.
Yeah. Well, he's the GM.
Those guys are
owner.
Understood. But that's why I think he doesn't necessarily jettison guys, because it's still his playground.
And McCarthy took over. They were a bad team, so his first season was bad. Since then, they've been really good. Two NFC's championships and three playoff bursts.
Eric, I think what you're sleeping on is that Belichick's idol loves Bill Parcells. Parcells has said numerous times that he likes Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. He likes Stephen Jones. They're friends. I could definitely see it happening.
I mean, it makes sense in some ways, just the famous
nature the big name of it.
The big name of it. But I just don't know from a practical standpoint. But okay.
I think he would want a young, because he's been going like defensive guys, like veteran defensive guys.
Well, Garrett wasn't defensive.
Maybe he wants my guy Ben Johnson from Detroit.
Or maybe some guy goes back to his home state.
Oh, who's going back to his home? Who's a Texan?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Ooh, interesting.
Cliff Kingsbury goes back to Texas.
It's an interesting name.
Takes over the Dallas Cowboys.
I guess we'll have to see how it plays out.
I can't believe that I'll be distraught if Cliff Kingsbury leaves. Now here we are, six games in,
right, you
and I'll
keep
be upset.
Him.
Right. I'll feel like
they keep rolling up 30 points a game.
Yeah.
He gone.
I know.
It's very possible. All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins, give you the latest as they prepare for the Carolina Panthers this weekend at Northwest Stadium. And don't forget, Ben Valin joins us coming up at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him.